Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Do you want viral videos as a mortgage broker? Are you trying to reach as many people as possible, and you're trying to understand how you can get viral content, viral videos, viral concepts? I want to share with you today how I was able to get one of my clients to actually hit 2.5 million post views on his Facebook account. This actual video, this actual piece of content also was turned into a YouTube video and also other pieces of content as well. And the total reach of the post is significant in regards to the concept of what it is that what he was talking about. So I want to share that with you today, because it's a system that not many brokers use enough of, but it can work, and it's got pros and cons. So I want to share it with you. So the first thing to look at with this is, if being viral, if getting lots of views is the thing you're after, then that requires a different approach to potentially getting leads. Now, from this specific post here, has the client generated any leads from this? No, not yet, and probably won't be for a long time, because what we would call with this post, this very high engagement post and very high, like viral, literally is viral post, what we would class that as is an awareness post, which means that it's about trying to get in front of new people. The post is not designed to try and convert them into paying clients. It's designed to get them in front of people who will potentially follow them, or will potentially just start to stalk them quietly and see, is this the type of person I want to work with? So the goal of that post is not what I would call a lead generation post or a nurturing post. So there's a nurturing post, a lead generation post, and a awareness post. And an awareness post is very much trying to get in front of people as much as possible. A nurturing post is getting people to know and trust you more. And a lead generation post is to try and get somebody to actually take action. And all three of those fall into different categories. The awareness one here has been demonstrated as a very good awareness tactic to get in front of lots of people. So that's what this is. I need you to understand that before we dive into the actual strategy, because that is where so many people get wrong, where you might see that many people who are creating content, they actually end up creating a lot of awareness or nurture, but then they don't do any lead generation content, and that's why it hasn't actually converted into any leads, which is understandable. For this specific strategy, what did we do? What we've actually been doing, and I've been doing this with a few clients, and we've been seeing some really good results, is we are focusing on news. We're focusing on news content. So anything that is news related within the mortgage and property industry, we've been focusing on that. And then what we've been doing is reacting to that and giving our opinion on what that is. Now, this is nothing new at all, which is why I'm sharing it on here. It's not some sort of revolutionary thing, but it is something that many people don't do enough of, because, and I'll tell you why, it requires you to be reactive and very fast. So when the information comes out, you need to be reacting on it straight away. And the news content has the best chance of virality. So what we're trying to pick when we're picking news content is we are doing as much as we possibly can, anywhere we possibly can, any of the latest things, like potentially the stamp duty being abolished for 3%. That is, for example, the latest piece of news right now that Jeremy Hunt is considering doing that. So you have this constant flow of ideas. The problem with this type of content is that it's news, meaning that once it's done, after a couple of days, it won't continue to go, won't continue to grow. So it's a very treadmill type approach. You have to get on that treadmill and you have to constantly keep grinding out. But the reach can be massive, absolutely massive. And if done and paired correctly with a very, bear in mind it's your opinion. So the idea of this is not to give advice, obviously, from a compliance perspective, but also your idea is to effectively share your opinion about a specific topic. So what you think, Is it a good idea, a bad idea, what you think it could do to the market? None of this is advice, it's just your opinion. And as long as you state that it's your opinion, you'll be okay. From a compliance perspective, it's got nothing to do with them. You can talk about criteria. You can talk as in like criteria changes. You could talk about rate changes, because all of this stuff is latest news. So news in general is going very well. Now that's going to get you, if you do it in the right way and you package it in the right way, it's going to get you good reach. The problem lies then is that you've then got to move into doing a good nurturing nurturing sequence and a good lead generation strategy as well. You need all three of those strategies: nurturing, lead generation, and then nurture, lead generation, and awareness. And so that's very important to have. But this is something that we're seeing quite really good results in. So if you're trying to get that virality, you're thinking maybe I want to put these on Facebook Reels or do a post on it on LinkedIn. Latest news is doing well. Okay, latest news. So what would you say in regards to how you package it? Honestly, when you package it, what you want to make sure you're doing is you want to make it as divisive and as clickbaity as possible. So to give reference to the post that we're talking about in here, we have over 1,700 comments and over 231 shares, which means that this post is then being put in front of so many people. Now, those 1,700 comments, the majority of those comments are negative. And this is the thing that's really important to understand, is negativity will drive viral posts. So if you're trying to go viral, negativity will drive it more than positivity. And so if that's what you want, now it's not for the faint-hearted, because everybody, some people are quite good with that. But if you want to drive virality, news around things that affect people, that people have very strong opinions about, will do well. And what will happen with that specific post is that they ended up, I think, gaining off of that about 400 followers. So just think about that, of 2.5 million people who have viewed that post, they gained around 400, just under about 390 followers from that so far, because it's still going right now, so far, which you think of that odds. Now, what's really interesting though with that is that those 400 followers are people who resonated that message, agreed with that message, and agreed with what the person was saying enough to want to follow them. So they are actually very highly qualified followers, as opposed to somebody who just follows because they like it and want to see it. If someone's following you on a polarizing piece of content, that means they align with your views and your way of thinking, which means that they are then going to be more interested to see more type of content from you. And if you're continuously doing this type of content alongside educational content, you are going to push them further along that buying sequence. So it's a really good one to do. So if you're sleeping on news right now, you're not doing news, give it a go. But the thing you have to do is you have to be first to the post. If the news came out today, and you need it out within the next 24 hours. Don't wait till the end of the week. Don't wait for your schedule. Get it out there. Get the post out there. React to the content. React to it in written word. React to it in video. React to it in podcast. Do whatever you want, but react to it and see what happens. Because this is not just one client doing this. We've had quite a few clients who are now are trying this strategy out, and we're seeing great results. The only thing I would say is it's very demanding. It does require a lot of time. It doesn't require a lot of time, but it requires a lot of on the pulse. You've got to be able to act fast. That's the only thing about it. You can't sit, make a content strategy, leave it for 90 days and then come back to it. It doesn't work that way. You've got to be on the pulse for what's coming out that day, what's happening that hour, and then going, okay, that's something to talk about. What you also find as well is a lot of the time it will be housing market adjacent. It'll be mortgage adjacent, so housing market really. And those are the things that you want to talk about, because those are the things that are going to be very relevant. So the abolishment of the stamp duty, big deal. And there's always housing market news, and there's going to be more and more with the elections coming up and people running up to, because they're all going to be like, this is what we're going to do. So you're going to see more and more proposals that could get really good traction for your local area. And you know, that's not talking about, you don't have to be national. Are you going to get 2.5 million? Probably not. Like, that's just what it was. But you will get significantly more reach than what is a fixed rate, which that, by the way, is a nurture piece of content. So that is needed somewhere else. So there you go. New strategy we're trying out. Give it a go yourself. Let me know how you get on with it. If you've got a question you'd like answering on the show, then drop me a message and I will see you in the next one. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.